We wish you a Merry Paulmas, we wish you a Merry Paulmas, we wish you a Merry Paulmas, and a shitload of beer.
And now, live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And it's about time to have some music from Detroit Rock City. This is Crash Dolls and Bad Taste Barbie. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Crash Dolls. They came to my attention earlier this week describing themselves as punk rock with metal attitude, or metal with punk attitude, whatever you like. What it is, it's fantastic music, and I'm really glad we've got a hold of that album. We will be playing something off them in the future as well. Do check them out. They're via Detroit, as I say. What is their website?
CrashDolls.com?
It is indeed. And Dolls is D-O-L-L-Z. CrashDolls.com. You know, it gets a bit garage with an extra letter. Or a different letter, doesn't it? Straight away. Love it.
Yeah.
CrashDolls.com. Check them out. You'll be able to find out where they're playing, what they're doing, what's available. Get it all. Really, really good. Right then. I have got, in this part of the show, what I do here on it on this here Punky Radio, Tony, is I do, hopefully, a joke and a poem. sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a joke for us, send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. I've got two jokes and a poem this week. What do you want first?
Poem.
Poem, fair enough. Good shout. This is controversial.
Okay.
It's not from Joni H. Giz.
Ooh.
But it is from something similar. All right. I'll say the name afterwards.
All right.
Hey P. It's not even Hey P and T.
Nice.
It's just for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey P. May the cards in the post all have cash in. May your big day be totally smashing. Now play me those tunes while I cast the runes and forecast the bishop's birthday bashing. Happy birthday, Paul. Joanne hates just. The Lurgus Hall lumpy jumper humper. I've got to look up Lurgus Hall now because there's normally a reason for it. Anyway, thank you very much for the personalised poem. Yes, it is my birthday week. We're in the middle of Paulmas. If you listened last week, you know about that. More about Paulmas later on in the show. Right, so I've also had a little joke from Glumbongo Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo, who I love to hear from Glumbongo. And this one, here we go. Watch, Paul. Happy birthday, mate. Thanks very much. My boss asked me to shift a load of beef, brandy, paprika and cream. I had to get help because I wasn't strong enough. Thank you very much for that. And this one came out of the blue. Hiya. Okay. When 2014 came in, my iTunes decided to delete my entire library, and I've only just got around to sorting it and resubscribing to all my favourite podcasts again, which means I've only just listened to the Goth Special. And loved it.
Okay.
So I thought I'd send a couple of bad goth jokes for Comedy Suburbs. Here it goes. What do you get if you cross a goth in the toilet?
Don't know.
The Cisterns of Mercy.
Nice.
How many goths does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
Don't know. But you always see them practicing it on the dance floor. That is really, really good. That is a perfect good thing. Because you know we did that one, didn't we? How many emos take change a light bulb? None. They'd rather sit in the dark wanking and crying.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is I'll be caught up on the podcast again soon. Insane Star.
Aww.
Hello, Insane Star. Hopefully, as you're catching up, you realise I'm still making the pleas for your used knickers, which are, as of yet, unforthcoming.
And she never mentions it.
She never mentions it. It's like she just lets that. She just pretends. It's like she's got her fingers in her ears and she's going la 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 la.
Selective listening.
Every time I ask. It's never going to happen. I realise that. It's just nice to keep asking. I've got to cling on to something. It's my birthday. Jesus Christ! I'm going to be 44 tomorrow. I've just realised I'm going to be 44.
Blimey.
I think there's a song about 44. I think it's called Jesus with a 44. I'm going to find it. I don't know whether I'll have it next week, because next week's our Valentine's special show. But anyway, it's going to be amazing. Time for song two.
Okay.
Not by Blur, the second song on this week's show. Hank Haint. How about that then? We haven't heard from Hank Haint in a while. This is a great song. What I want to know is, Hank Haint, I believe, came via Voodoo Rhythm Records originally. What is Hank Haint's Bandcamp page?
HankHaint.bandcamp.com?
It is, it's Tony 2, Paulie B and Instant Neil Haint, H-A-I-N-T. This is Thunderbird Esquire.
Yeah.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hank Hank. That's a great song. Reminiscent of the Cramps, I think. That particular song, reminiscent of early Cramps. Wonder what you thought of it. If you liked it, make sure you let us know via Facebook, which is, I believe, what we're going to find out about, Tony. Have you got some Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave a comment if you're on Facebook. It's 10 years old today and all that, so...
Is it?
Yeah, apparently.
No, so, I haven't noticed.
Get them in. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. That simple.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So Facebook's birthday is Paulmas Eve.
Yeah.
How exciting. Not on Facebook.
I'm trying to think how long we've been on it. It must have been 8 years, probably, or 7 years.
Oh,
anyway.
Gee, don't even think about it.
Nearly 9 years. But anyway, first comment from Elwood Breddle, who says, Goopa Goopa, Smack Tods. Here's looking forward to another fan-fucking-tastic year, Punky, Paul and Tony. Could we have some more Kitten Blood references this year? I mean, you just...
Kitten Blood!
I mean, you just did an all-goth show, and I love the way you say it. Kitten Blood!
I missed it. The thing is, the emos sort of vanished. They all became hipsters, didn't they?
Yeah, it's all gone now, isn't it?
And we stopped calling them Kitten Blood and just started punching them. Much more sensible.
Exactly. But there you go.
If you see an emo in the street, make sure you do shout across the road, Kitten Blood!
Whilst pointing.
Or pretending to write something down in your diary. Which is how it started in the first place, wasn't it?
It is, yeah.
See, I accused you of being an emo, and you goes, right, I'm going to write that down in my diary. And I went, oh yeah, what are you going to write it in? Kitten Blood. And it went there, didn't it? That was how it started.
I think so, yeah.
That was it. It was as little as that. Anyway, yes, I miss Kitten Blood.
Kitten Blood.
Try and remember to say it at the end of the show. We'll say it together. I'll do a 1, 2, 3, Kitten Blood. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for that one. And Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hello, Anne.
And she says, how on earth did I get 3 weeks behind? By way of first catch up, I am enchanted by the idea of a Britney Spears punk tribute band. Thanks for that. And clearly working through the show is another comment saying, brilliant show on January 21st.
Yeah. You've got to read out my reply to that one.
Oh, that means open Facebook. Hang on one moment.
Yeah, because... I did write a reply to that one that I was really pleased with for the sheer double entendre to a woman I don't know. I'm sure that was the one I did the reply to.
Let me have a look.
Yeah. Found it yet?
Yeah, you said.
Hang on, you got to read hers out again first.
Okay, so how on earth did I get 3 weeks behind? By way of first catch up, I am enchanted by the idea of a Britney Spears punk tribute band. Thanks for that. You said, haha, Anne, I'm quite happy for you to do us in spurts.
Yeah, there you go. You can do me in spurts. It is my birthday.
Exactly.
Sorry about that, I'm a bit childish.
Yeah, and so it's a clear work for your show. It's a brilliant show on January 21st. I love that cover of Swamp. I must acquire it for my personal punky collection. And you're absolutely right. That I like the Nightmare Boys. That was great.
Boys.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Anne.
Thanks for catching up.
Yeah, we've got more comments from Anne next week, haven't we?
Oh yes.
It's that easy. Leave a comment on our page. If I spot it, I'll respond. If Tony spots it, it'll do nothing. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, pretty much.
So do leave something on our page. Is that it for Facebook this week?
That's it for Facebook.
In that case, then Tony, let's get on with this. I'm going to try and remember where this band are from while they're being played. This is Genuine Hick and Girl in the Shelves.
Yes.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Genuine Hick and a track called Girl in the Shelves, Genuine Hick, off from Oklahoma City. I knew they're from around there somewhere. Or rather, he or they. Or it might be, I can't remember if it's one artist or it's a band or whatever they work at. Anyway, really, really interesting stuff. And that has got a feel of B-52s to it to me.
Okay.
If I'm going to liken every band to another band this week, we might as well keep this thing going, certainly in the first half of the show. Anyway, thanks very much, Genuine Hick, for sending us that through what is Genuine Hick's website.
GenuineHick.com?
It is. It's Tony 3 pointing at the internet, Neil. This is another stuffing on the cards here. Did you do anything last week?
Nope. Another week of just, you know, trying to catch back up and get some work done and earn some money. Yourself?
So you're basically continuing the recovery from doing stuff for 6 weeks, right?
Yeah, we had a very slow period, so we're trying to catch up with...
And
work's dead, so I actually managed to get a little bit of work, so I've worked it through the weekend. It's just
excellent.
That kind of time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, it was the start of the 12 Days of Paulmas last weekend, so I've got to remember what I did here. It was on a Friday. Blimey, I can't remember what I did on Friday.
Wow.
It's bad, isn't it? I can't remember what I did on Friday. On Saturday and Sunday... I do know what I did on Friday. I went to do a benefit for an under-14s football club in the village of Tottenhoe on the wrong side of Dunstable.
Okay.
I was on first, I did my bit, and I got out of there. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Fair enough.
It went fine, and I hope it was a success, and they raised lots of money. Should they ask me to go and do it again, I'll go and do it again. But this time round, I would appreciate it if they would provide us with a spotlight and microphone stand.
Right.
They were probably just saving the money so they could make more for the benefit. I understand. It was for the children. Okay. So that was Friday. Then I went to my mate... The reason I can't remember it is because I then went to my mate Steve's pub. Yeah, I was at Steve's at 9:30, and we didn't finish celebrating Paulmas till about 4 a.m.
Wow.
So I think you can probably imagine what happened there. Saturday and Sunday I was downstairs at the King's Head in Crouch End, and I stayed with my mate Rob Heaney, who's a very, very good comic, but wasn't working on Saturday or Sunday, so I said that I could stay with him, and he came on shows. I did several other people who are friends of mine, North London mate, so we had a bit of a North London night out on Saturday night, and then on Sunday I did downstairs at the King's Head again, and after the show, me, Rob and a comic called Joseph Wilson, who was the MC that night, managed to stay drinking till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I was surprised. I was very surprised. So because it had been sort of 2 or 3 o'clock finish on the Saturday, so all in all it was quite a big start to Paulmas. If you don't know what Paulmas is, you'd have to go back to next week for the explanation of it. But anyway, needless to say, Monday I took it easy, and today is today.
Yes.
So that's what I did last week. Two songs in a row now, Tom.
Okay.
Listen out for JP George and a track called The Money. We'll talk about JP George after we've heard this one first up, which is from Los Chicos, who we played a couple of songs off their latest... I say their latest, I mean, it's nearly a year old, I think. What is Los Chicos Bandcamp page?
loschicos.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's a clean sweep for you in the first half of this show, Tony. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. This is a little bit of fun time, party-related, garage, punk, rock and roll madness. This is War or Party.
Yeah.
prairie dogging.
I am J.P. George.
Hey!
Where did all the money go?
Where did all the money go?
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was JP George, a track called The Money. JP George is an artist from Sweden. And we played a track line before. This is the second one we played, I think. I think this is the second track we played. Like, really interesting. Kind of wanted to create an alternative punk, rock and roll, rockabilly, dance kind of feel. And I think he's done it. I like that song. The Money. What is JP George's website?
jpgeorge.com?
No, jpgeorge.biz. I'm back in the room. Paulie Beard Internet 1, Tony 4. You got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 Kidding Blood.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Sunday is to be confirmed, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday, but
you maverick.
Exactly. Well, chances are Sunday's going to be something going on, so if you do fancy doing something on Sunday, go down there. But this Thursday, 6th of Feb, Coronation Ball, Wax, Ancient Times, and a late show from Eva Van Dirt.
Love it.
So I no more information than that. How much do you think it is?
£6.
Free admission before 9 p.m.
Brilliant.
No idea after that, but free.
If you're not doing anything on Thursday night, I suggest you go to that.
Exactly. Friday night, Wolf Braces, Fishmongers, Red Sky Reunion, Basement Apes, and a late show from Led Zepp Plan. It's Enterprise Studios night.
It's quite a nature-based bill there, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
We got Wolf, we got Fish, we got Red Sky. Apes, and then
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
So he's even got a squid in there as well.
Yeah. Finest hat tonight. 16 guns, Rage DC, No Lip, Danger's Close, and Stephen Cooper and the Charlies.
London Calling. Calling.
Yep, London Calling.
London Calling. We played Danger's Close on the show before. Excellent, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We played 16 guns as well.
I always think that. I think we had this discussion before.
We played Dead by Gun, Finland, but I think maybe we have played 16 guns. I don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Can't remember.
I'm
four,
sure think,
four tomorrow.
Yeah. I always think Saturday night.
£6.
It is, yeah.
Nice.
And that's it.
So, yeah. 66.
Yeah, just 66.
It's a good couple of miles down the road from the Number of the Beast.
It is. Probably not even the same postcode.
I don't think it will be the same postcode. If it's 300 doors down.
Definitely.
Look at my maths. I had to work that. If they're all terraced houses on the way to hell, it could still be in the postcode, which I imagine is HE1. Might be HL. Right.
Be.
So that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Well, in that case then, 16 guns, let's keep up the shooty-shooty reference, shall we, with another track from 8 Rounds Rapid, a band we heard from a few, I think before Christmas, 8 Rounds Rapid we played. This, I think, was the A-side of the single they brought out, and we played B-side, but I wanted to play this because I thought it would go quite nicely with Genuine Hick that we heard earlier. This is kind of the English, because they're from Southend-on-Sea, 8 Rounds Rapid. And there's a little bit of talky kind of wide boy stuff going on there, a little bit like the Genuine Hick Oklahoma City going to shells. So let's twin Oklahoma City with Southend on Sea, Tony. Let's do it.
Okay, cool.
But what are 8 Rounds Rapids? What is their website?
8roundsrapid.co.uk?
No, 8roundsrapid.com.
Ooh.
Oh.
Tricky.
Probably be the internet too, Tony. For is there a resurgence in the air? I don't know. Anyway, this is Steve.
To believe, so I'm going round to talk to Steve. He said
Night of the Brown Hole.
You're listening to Planet Smashes Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bed Street, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
Nope.
Thanks for that. Fortunately, I am, because it's the second weekend of Paulmas, incorporating the 12 days of Paulmas that technically goes on. Well, this year to February the 11th, because I did kind of start it on January 31st, but officially February the 1st, so we'll go, fuck it, I'll probably go to Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Right. So this weekend, Thursday night, I'm supporting Alan Carr, the well-known British camp comedian, not to be confused with the well-known writer of books to help you give up smoking.
Okay.
I'm going to let you fill in the punchlines right there. If you can think of them, don't matter. If not, I'll probably do it end of the show. That's on Thursday night. That's in Walthamstow. That's sold out. Can't go. Sorry about that. That's all done. Friday, Saturday and Sunday is the return of the Last Minute Comedy Clubs to Hitchin, Ledge and Bulldog, my monthly shows. My birthday shows are always a really good laugh, largely because I drink more than I should do normally, and well, that's daily. And then we go out and have more drinks afterwards, and we've got a great bill lined up with Christian Riley, who's a terrific musical act, and he'll be supported by not one but two acts in the shape of John Murphy and Jack Heal, who were the runners-up in last year's New Comedian of the Year competition, so they are also of a very good standard. You can find out more details about the shows on lastminutecomedy.com, which will automatically direct to some internetary jiggery-pokery from Mr. Tony Hearn, to lastminutecomedy.wordpress.com, where I'm now updating my own things.
Cool.
And what's amazing is, it's just as slow. I mean, that was the other day. I hadn't put the new shows on. I thought, who could I email about this? Me. Excellent. I had to email me to tell me off. So that's what I'm doing this weekend anyway. I'm sure I'll be up to other nonsense, and I'll let you know about it next week.
Okay.
That's it really for me this week. I kind of want to crack on.
Okay, cool.
Haven't heard from this band in a while, and it's our fault, not theirs. The original psychobilly band, the band that coined the phrase psychobilly, possibly the greatest psychobilly band of all time. I don't know, I've seen them live a few times, they're brilliant. Not really friends of the show, but their label is a friend of the show, hence we're playing this song now. This is The Meteors, and It's a Long Way Down.
I swear.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Meteors, or if you prefer, The Meteors, and a track called It's a Long Way Down from their latest album, which I think is called Doing the Lord's Work, but now I've got confused and it might not be called that, but it's called something like that, I think. Go to their website, you'll find out. What's their website, Tony?
Meteors.co.uk.
No, it's kingsofpsychobilly.net. I gave you a few clues, but I refuse to call them the Kings of Psychobilly. There, but it's kingsofpsychobilly.net. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 4. What a comeback. It's a long way down. Have you got a twat for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your twats. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple, we're on the twats. We've had a couple in these past couple of weeks, so thanks for that, but let's keep it going. And this is from Fat Boy.
Hello, Fat Boy.
Yeah. Long time no here. Who says, "Nah then, Manly. Hope this helps with the dry spell."
Manly. This is an old school punk, isn't it?
Proper old school, yeah.
Manly, Tony, and Kid and Blur.
Kid and Blur. Got an email till the morning telling me that my eBay account had been restricted due to eBay believing it was linked to some tuppy in France. I had never heard of.
A tuppy as well. It's all going off here.
I know. Having a minor panic that my account had been hacked and slightly distraught that this may impact on my ability to flog my bootleg versions of Songs in the Key of Death, I jumped immediately on the fat phone to those fine folk at eBay to inquire as to what exactly the chuff was going on. To cut a long story short, this system had identified some historic trading similarities between myself and this goit in France, and therefore assumed we were linked. No factual link, no hard facts to support this theory, no requests for information, just immediate limitation of my account. Bastards. The fine offshore gentleman went on to explain that I could apply to have this lifted by following 25 difficult to find links, ticking the right boxes in the right order, getting a postal form sent out, filling this in, and returning it, and waiting for them to process it. The Krypton Factor has note on these fuckers. So, for trying to fix things that aren't broken, wasting my valuable time, and preventing me from drunkenly buying useless shit that I don't actually need, I say that eBay, of Bern, Switzerland apparently, is a twat. In a bonus twatting, I would like to nominate you two spanners for not alerting me to the quality musicianship of the Necromantics. Two for the price of one. Get in. Cheers, Fat Boy.
Well, he can have the first one.
He's not having the second.
He's not having the second one, no. No. I'm no great fan of Necromantics, to be honest.
No?
No. I've never had... I think we might have played a Necromantics track once.
Okay.
I think.
I can't remember that.
I think we did. I think I got it off one of those Give Them the Boot compilations.
Right.
But anyway, no, not having that.
Yeah.
No, we're not twats, we're not telling about that. There's far better psychobilly than Necromantics, for example. The Meteors that you just heard. There you go. I've gone out and said it.
Fair enough.
I saw them at Psychobilly meeting a couple of years ago. I only watched the first 15 minutes and sort of went, I'm just going to go back to the bar.
What, the Necromantics?
Yeah.
All right.
It's that, because it's that modern psychobilly not particularly keen on, this kind of punk rock with a stand-up bass, really. And okay. I just think it should be a punk rock band or a psychobilly band. Don't get the two that confused, lads. I mean, the rest of the world disagrees with me.
Right.
Well, that's not my only opinion where that's the case, so...
Fair enough.
I also think I should have my own TV show, but, you know, can't have everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll go with the original.
Yep, so... For trying to fix things that aren't broken, wasting Fatboy's valuable time and preventing him from drunkenly buying useless shit he doesn't actually need, eBay of Bern, Switzerland
is a twat. I've got a plastic thing here. It's
okay.
It's a filter holder. The filters that you put in cigarettes is one of the filter holders that you get. And it was empty, and I wondered if it'd make a good noise if I blew through it, and it did, didn't it?
A little bit.
There we are. Right, so.
Nice.
Bit lost for something to do there. Last track this week, Tony, and I have a physical CD in front of me from Wowie Los Arcs. It's their second album, Viven. They've got a third album out now called Todo Roto. We've systematically played through their first album. We played a few tracks off the third one, but this one didn't come to my attention too recently. We have played a couple of songs off it, but I want to play the opening track from Lado A. I'm sure it isn't pronounced Lado, but they've got Lado A and Lado B, which I assume is side. But it's just the fact it's called Lado. All right, Lado. It's a real sort of North Knots thing, saying it. All right, Lado. So I'm going to play a track of it. Absolutely brilliant. Great way to finish the show this week. Tony, what is Wowie Los Arcs' Facebook page?
facebook.com/Wowie Los Arcs.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Tony 5, full of the internet 3. I don't know why I was hoping I'd get it back there. I've asked you enough times. And now, all right, Tony, but for 2 points, can you pronounce this?
Delinquente.
No, it isn't. Quite straw. No, I thought it would be delinquente, but it's delinquente or delinquente, I think. Anyway, listen to it, you'll hear it. This is in Spanish. Don't let that put you off. Brilliant. Wowie Los Arcs, delinquente.
Soy mi, ah, no tengo.
That was Larry Los Argues. That's about it for this week's show. While we've been making the show, two bombshells have occurred for British sport. One is that Michael Laudrup has been sacked as Swansea manager. I think that's a bad idea and ridiculous timing, only a couple of days after deadline day. And also Kevin Peterson, possibly one of the finest batsmen to ever put on an England shirt, has been told his England career is over. With all that in mind, I have to ask the question, while nobody can say similar things to Justin Bieber. Just remind people of the shows that carry us, the stations that carry the show.
Yeah, okay? We're on the Internet Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, the station, radioandra.se, radioandra.se.
All quality stuff. Thank you in advance for the birthday greetings over the next few days, and for those of you who've already partaken of Paulmas and enjoyed it. Hope to see some of you at my gigs this weekend. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
No, you've got to say goodbye, Tony, first.
Goodbye, Tony.
Yeah. Apoog! Apoog! 1, 2, 3.
Kin Blood!
You got excited then, didn't you? You're going to jump the gun.
No, I said goodbye, Tony. Didn't you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. Don't matter.
Fucking Skype.
Just keep all this in so they know how professional we are.
Okay.
Kid and Blood.
Kid and Blood.
Bunch of guns. Bunch of guns.